It's April, so it must be spring football. We will head out to Blacksburg in just a second. Check in with John Laser. Michael Phillips here filling in for Wes McElroy on this Wednesday morning, 7:34, outside the Fox Sports Richmond studios. In the 8 o'clock hour, Mo Alie-Cox, VCU big man, is trying out for NFL teams. We'll tell you about how his pro day went and play his thoughts on that, so stick around. But right now, he is the voice of the Hokies. John Laser joins us. Morning, John.
Michael, how are you, my friend?
You missed a heck of a Squirrels game last night in Richmond. Had position players pitch in the ninth and tenth innings, still pulled out the W.
Yeah, you had a Hokie pitch, actually. Tyler Horan, my man from right field, who was actually on the Squirrels team back in 2011 for a brief time with me. It looked like he picked up the win. But I told Jay Burnham he had that coming. 2 hours and 15 minutes in the opener. You knew you were getting back-to-back extra innings to close out the home stand. That's the way it works.
2:15 is just too nice. That's not sustainable.
No, it's not. There was going to be a four-hour affair. I think that was two nights ago, actually.
The extra inning games, then position players pitching last night, which is always nice to shake it up a little bit. John Laser joining us, voice of the Hokies here on Fox Sports Richmond. And the big story out at spring practices, the quarterback competition, Josh Jackson, A.J. Bush, Hendon Hooker all getting reps. What have you seen? How do you expect this shaking out? And I take it that a decision is not necessarily imminent.
No, and Justin Fuente likes to keep his cards pretty close to the vest. I think that you'll, like last year, go deep into summer or fall camp, however you'd like to term it, without necessarily knowing who the starting quarterback is. But I don't think that's a bad thing for this program right now. I think that the competition is helping all of these guys, maybe A.J. Bush the least, just because he's been in these competitions before at various levels. But I think it's certainly beneficial for Josh Jackson, and I think you're seeing him grow practice to practice and day to day. And I think right now it's his job to lose that speculation on my part, obviously. But at the same time, I think when you went into spring this year, he was working with the ones primarily, and I think he hasn't really given you any reason from a negative standpoint why that would change. So right now, the other guys, A.J. Bush, as I mentioned, Hendon Hooker, trying to get up to speed, catch up, and show their physical abilities to maybe overtake him at some point. So it's definitely an intriguing storyline, not just in the spring, but going into the summer, and more importantly.
And Josh Jackson seems like a kid who's exceptionally poised for having not actually done this before.
Yeah, and that makes sense. You know, he's a coach's kid. He spent his childhood around the Michigan program. He was talking to the media yesterday, and I've had the chance to talk to him privately a few times, and you can tell he's a guy that's not awed by any of this. I don't think that means he's not feeling any pressure to win this competition or anything like that, but at the same time, he definitely knows what to say, when to say it, and not just to the media but to his teammates. And the physicality and the physical ability, I think, is what's ultimately going to get him there, but the mental portion of it is certainly not something that's lacking for him, and the experience, albeit not in terms of game reps at this level, is not something that, again, is going to awe him if and when he gets that opportunity.
Not a bad opener. You get West Virginia at FedEx Field, one of the marquee openers of this college football season. Tickets went on sale for that. Should be a fun crowd. Quite the way to jump into the season this year.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And for me, you know, there's so many Hokies in the D.C. area, and such a big portion of Hokie Nation is there. We saw that at the ACC basketball tournament a couple of years ago at Verizon Center when it was about 80% Virginia Tech fans for their first game against Florida State. And I think it's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. Obviously, West Virginia right there in terms of the same geographical proximity. And that's why these brilliant marketers, as you know, Mark and Michael, put this together. So, no, it's going to be a good matchup, too, I think with West Virginia losing a lot of their experienced players, and they'll be a little bit young, as will the Hokies, particularly on the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive line. So it's going to be one of those games where you go in and you're not going to be quite sure what you're going to get. And it's, of course, the renewal of a great rivalry that hasn't been played in a number of years, so there'll be a lot of emotion tied to it too. So it's going to be a big one right out of the gate. You had that in week two, of course, last year with the battle at Bristol, and this year you won't even wait that long.
I've got an idea if you need more juice for the game. Tony Romo.
he's taking over for me, or he's a quarterback.
I guess the bargain. He's suited up for the Mavericks last night. Maybe get him on the sideline. Get him in some kind of. He can come out and play offensive line, or we'll get something going on. Just attach his name to something. It's got more juice right now. Takes off.
not a bad idea.
We've got John Lazor on the line. He's the voice of the Hokies. And Virginia Tech coach Justin Fuente announced yesterday they're going to have an open practice this week for the students to come out. I know they did that last year. How much fun is that to kind of liven up spring practice a bit?
Yeah, I think the guys really enjoy it because, of course, regardless of where you are or who you are, playing against each other gets old, and you see that obviously in Redskins training camp every year. You get to that point, and that'll be practice number 13, if I'm counting correctly, out of 15. So it's nice to have some lifeblood in there with the students. Obviously, you're not revealing anything in terms of the state secrets or the new offensive wrinkles or who's elevated to the top of the depth chart. But we did it last year, and the students really seem to have a good time with it. And Coach obviously understands what goes into this and needing the students to be involved in his program, and he's great about that, and he'll talk to them for a while at the conclusion of the period that they're able to be there. So it was a lot of fun last year. It was a good job on our marketing folks' part to put that together, and I would imagine it would expand even from where it was last year when we do it again next Tuesday.
Hey, he's John Lazor on the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. They're there for you in any case. John, we've been talking about the quarterbacks. Obviously, they steal the spotlight. Anybody else you've had fun watching this spring or you're excited to see at these open practices?
Yeah, I think as coaches illustrated, the biggest concern but also the biggest area of intrigue is who those quarterbacks are going to be throwing the football to and also who's going to be running the football. And I've had an eye on Trayvon McMillan to see if he has gotten to the point where he understands what this coaching staff wants from him, and primarily that is predicted outcomes and not necessarily hitting the home run but making the blocking assignment, because, of course, 2 years ago with Scott Leffler running the offense, we saw the talent that Trayvon had and his natural ability and the fact that he rushed for 1,000 yards. Really without a keen knowledge of the college football game at that point. And I think he has the ability to kind of be the forgotten man in this offense going into the season and come out of it as potentially the MVP. But I'm also looking at some of these true freshmen because, as Fuente said yesterday, look, it's not exactly ideal, but they are going to have to contribute. Khalil Pimpleton is an absolute mighty mite, so to speak. He's smaller than me out there, but he's definitely a lot more athletic, and he's been lining up in the slot with C.J. Carroll out for the spring with his ankle surgery that he had in the offseason. So I think there's going to be a role for him to take if he's able to play to that level. And if he is, he's an exciting playmaker. And you mentioned Mo Alie-Cox looking to be a tight end in the NFL. We're looking for Dalton Keene to be a tight end here in Blacksburg. And he's kind of that hybrid athlete as well, multi-sport athlete in high school. And I'm looking to see the impact that he makes in the spring game as well. But the weapons as a whole on the outside and on the inside for this offense around whichever quarterback happens to be in the spring game, that's primarily where I'll have my eye. And also on Divine Diablo, making the transition from receiver to free safety on the other side of the football.
Well, he's got all the knowledge. John Lazor, we got another minute with John, and we'll step away from sports for a second. This is the 10th anniversary this weekend of the Virginia Tech shootings. I think we'd be remiss not to mention that, and obviously Blacksburg's a very special place. You've been there for a while. What is it you've seen in the community since you've been there, just about how those victims are remembered, but also how the community comes together for that?
Well, it's certainly something that, because this community is so close-knit, Michael, that you still see and run into and associate with people every day. For me, multiple people that were directly impacted, lost a great friend, lost a family member, were in one of the buildings adjacent to where the shootings occurred back on April 16th, 2007. And so it impacts still day-to-day. And I think because of that, it's a very delicate situation, and that'll be the case on the 10-year anniversary coming up on Easter Sunday this week, and they have a number of different events and different memorials to honor the victims and their families and their friends and all of those things. But it's a delicate balance, and I think the local publications have done a nice job trying to highlight that of a place and an institution and a community trying to move on a little bit while continuing to do the right things in terms of remembering and honoring. So there's a bit of a delicate balance when it comes to that. But I think the biggest thing that I've been the most aware of since I got here, Michael, is the fact that this university and this community has gotten back to what it's known for. And that's the fact that you walk around campus and you walk around Blacksburg with a feeling of freedom. Mike Burnup and I like to joke a lot that we don't necessarily need credentials at places because we're still able to just walk in and it's a friendly hello rather than a gruff security guard greeting you like it is so many other places we go. So I think the overriding message is that Virginia Tech healed itself and has gotten back to that small town charm that, of course, it was known for before the shootings, and I think continues to be. So more than anything, this weekend it will be a remembrance, but it will also be a celebration of the resilience of this area and these people.
A lot of friendly folks in Blacksburg. John Lazor is one of them. John, thanks for the time this morning.
Michael, always good to be with you, and I think our sarcasm meter rated its lowest in any conversation we've ever had today.
We'll get Wes back in tomorrow when he gets his voice back. We'll figure that out. We'll make sure. When he doesn't have his voice, he can't be as sarcastic.
Well, I was talking about you and me.
There he goes, John Lazor. And that the sarcasm meter was low, but the information level was high. Lot to digest there in the competition between the quarterbacks. But also a very meaningful anniversary this weekend in Blacksburg. Thanks, John, for coming on. His segment brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. They're there for you in any case. We will be back right after this break.